to drive a reluctant population into a war which that population didn't want by terrifying them and eliciting jingoist fanaticism and so on. The means that were used were extensive. For example, there was a good deal of fabrication of atrocities by the Huns, Belgian babies with their arms torn off, all sorts of awful things that you still read in history books. They were all invented by the British propaganda ministries, whose own commitment at the time, as they put it in their secret deliberations, was to control the thought of all the world. But crucially, they wanted to control the thought of the more intelligent members of the community in the United States, who would then disseminate the propaganda that they were concocting and convert the pacifistic country to wartime hysteria. And that worked very well. And it taught a lesson. The lesson that it taught was that state propaganda, when supported by the educated classes, and when no deviation is permitted from it, can have a big effect. It was a lesson learned by Hitler, it's learned by many others, and it has been pursued to this day. One of the groups